Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Unprofessional as Hell. It's me, your host, Teach. I don't even know, man. It's like, ain't nothing. I mean, it's a lot that was crack-a-lacking this week, a lot that was happening, but it wasn't a lot that was happening. Like, I don't know. It's a weird time that we living in. It's like, okay, I be having a good week, then I make it to Thursday, and then I just have a bad Thursday, and it throws me off, because it's like I done made it through the whole week, made it through the Monday, you feel me? Don't nobody like Mondays. Tuesdays is all right. Wednesdays, they start the week start to pick up, because it's like, all right, cool. It's hump day. You know what I'm saying? The week's really almost over. But for the past 2 weeks, once I get to Thursday, everything just goes to kaput. And I'm honestly trying to figure out why. Like, last Thursday was probably the worst Thursday. But this Thursday, it was just like, it was unnecessary. You know what I'm saying? You know how you might go through something, or you might have something happen to you, and it's just like, bro, that's unnecessary. And it's just like, damn. I mean, it could be worse. Don't get me wrong. I know it could be worse. But it's just like, why can't we just have a good, you know what I'm saying? Why can't I just have a good 5 days? Then I enjoy my weekend. Oh, no. I honestly think it's because I didn't go to the gym on Wednesday. I had been going the whole week. But then I got the Wednesday. It was the last workout of the week. But I was off. And I was like, I ain't really ready to go today. And then I told myself that I was going to wake up before I went to work on Thursday and go. But I ain't wake up in enough time. But I still was like, cool, I'm going to go. Then I got to work. And work started working. Co-workers started co-workering. And I was just like, nah, fuck all that. I'm going home. But enough about me. It's probably be a quick little episode, because it's like, everything that's happening, I really don't even want to talk about. Because it's a whole lot of, as of right now, it's a whole lot of low vibrational energy that's going on in the world. You know, free Cuba, for real. It's still prayers for Haiti, prayers for South Africa. Like, it's a whole bunch of prayers for France. It's a whole bunch of low vibrational energy going on. And I guess I should start in France. So this is all, well, this is COVID related news right here specifically. In France, they fighting back against mandatory vaccine passports and health workers having to get mandatory vaccinations. Now, a lot of people may not think that's a big deal. But over in France, they socialize and communicate with their neighbors and their friends more than Americans do. Cause they have a whole like strip of cafe shops and things of that nature. And they sit outside, drink their coffee, eat their croissants, you know, and they escargot, all of that. And they just have them a good time. But, you know, with COVID running amok, I guess their numbers is up again. So they not on lockdown like California is. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna talk about that too. But over there, they trying to mandate the vaccines for healthcare workers, and then they trying to mandate vaccine passports. A vaccine passport is basically what the name entitles. Just how a passport allows you to go to other countries and things of that nature, the vaccine passport allows you to participate in society. And they fighting back. And that's one thing I'll commend the French about. If they don't like it, they gonna fight back. America, I don't know if we didn't get pushed to that point yet. Because it's been plenty of times that we could have fought back. But we haven't. Like with the whole lockdown situation last year. If everybody fought back, they wouldn't be able to put no state on lockdown at all. Just because there's too many... It's too many Americans for one. And it's too many Americans with guns. But since America is so divided, it's like, you feel me? They can prod us and get us together like cattle, for real, for real. So I'm like, damn, bro. What can you do? Not what can you do, but it's like, okay. They over there in France, they fighting back against the police. They out there causing a muck, running a muck, because they like, no, y'all can't do this. And I agree. Because y'all know my stance with everything. I gotta watch what I say, because that's a subject that I'm gonna touch a little later on, probably like 5-10 minutes. But I gotta watch what I say. Mike is gonna call me pussy, and that's okay. But I gotta watch what I say, because the United States ain't playing for it no more. So it's about to, in my personal opinion, it's about to be an all-out war against a group, a community of people who aren't following the mainstream thoughts and ideology regarding coronavirus. So I hope that they turn up in France, they let the government know they're not going for it, and you feel me? They like the government realizes that they can't do that, because you shouldn't anyway be able to do that. Be able to be like, all right, cool. You gotta it's Mando. If you wanna participate in society, if you wanna leave your house, if you wanna go to the movies, go to restaurants and things of that nature. Like, in my opinion, that should be up to the business. Because once you start doing things of that nature, you turn it into an authoritarian state, leaning more towards a dictatorship. What I say go, and if you ain't fucking with it, then you can't participate in society. And what's crazy is, they was talking about doing vaccine passports over here, but Joe Biden was like, "Nah, I'm not gonna do that." But I ain't for sure if he is gonna do that or not. So, you know, he said he ain't, but only time will tell. Because as of right now, with COVID, I think they just throwing shit at the dartboard. And seeing what's going to stick and what the Americans is going to allow and not allow. Like with this vaccine strike force that they got going on. Going door to door trying to encourage people to get vaccinated. They doing that. And they're pushing for, well, the White House in Joe Biden's campaign. I don't know if campaign is the right word, but. Joe Biden's administration, that's the right word. Joe Biden's administration is pushing for, like, really, you feel me? Soft communism, for real, for real. They trying to talk to phone companies to where if you send in look at me, sounding like a bot. If you send in information that they are deeming as misinformation, they're trying to block it. They're trying to go into your phone and access your text messages and block whatever message you're trying to send or get out. That's crazy. You think about that. The government, like, you already being watched. Edward Snowden, which I feel like he was a, you feel me? Edward Snowden, all of them that be trying to fight back against the government, I feel like that's just an inside job. But he been put us up on game. We all being watched. The mics in our phones is active at all times. Cameras on the laptops is active at all times. So you feel me? You truly ain't not being watched. Now, it just depends on how high of a threat you are deemed to be. Like, a nigga like me, I'm probably like a level 2, something like that. Not nothing too crazy, because it's like, I'm not, you feel me, I ain't got a real big platform. Like, I'm not Alex Jones, who's definitely, and that's the thing, he could be inside job too, for real, for real. Because in my eyes, it's no way you walk around for 20 years like you Tupac. Excuse me. And you just, you feel me, like, you spew your rhetoric about interdimensional aliens and elite being lizards and vampires and things of that nature, which I kind of believe is true, just because I don't really get my information from him. But you do, you start doing research, you start, you know, you start in one conspiracy, you go to another, you go to another, then they bring you 360. And I'm like, all right, cool. It sounds legit. But I truly, you know, I don't get it. Like, why? If COVID is really that damn, like, if it's really that detrimental to society as a whole, why did they open up everything? Why did they let us, quote unquote, excuse me, why did they let us go back to, quote unquote, normal and how everything was, how, you know, how life was? If it's really that detrimental and it's really the variant out here and niggas is dropping like flies, like how they was really saying niggas was dropping like flies in the beginning of the pandemic. Like, China came out with that fake ass footage. Like, that's really crazy. China don't want nobody to know nothing about what's going on over there. But the beginning of the pandemic, they came out with this fake ass footage showing people in the street just dropping like flies from COVID. Like, if that ain't blatant propaganda, then what is propaganda? But this misinformation, quote unquote misinformation bullshit that they got going on, that's not cool. Cause like, that's really an invasion of privacy, for real, for real. And then the fact that they already doing that on social media, like they trying to install fact checkers, and then you got websites that are fact checkers like Snopes. But they be wrong. Like, they just be, I don't know. I know that it's a bigger agenda to this. You will own nothing and you will be happy. It's giving me Great Reset vibes, because that's what it is. It's the, you know, it's the Great Reset. What? We had, whatchamacallit? I forgot who said it. It wasn't a world leader, but it was a president. I think it was Thomas Jefferson. He said you got to have a revolution every 19 years. 19 years ago, well, 20 years ago was the day in September. But seeing as COVID had hit last year in 2020, that would have made it 19 years ago. So this is a new revolution pushing us towards everything digital, working from home, you know, digital money, less communication with fellow humans and things of that nature. So it's just like, it's a whole bunch of shenanigans going on. And lately, I've been asking, like this past week, I've been asking myself, why did I choose to come back and be alive during this time? Honestly, like, I could have stayed in the astral realm for a couple eons, couple thousands of years, came back in the future for real, for real. We got flying cars, all of it, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even known that I had been here before. because, you feel me? Yeah, you get recycled. Like, shout out to, it ain't even shout out, but the moon, you know what I'm saying? The moon trap you here. You keep being in the matrix. If you don't do what you got to do to get out, like, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. When I die this time, well, not even die. When I transition this time, when my energy is no longer in this rental car of a body that I'm in, I'm out of here. I'm not trying to come back. What the future say? I ain't coming back for real, for real. Like, this shit is over. This shit is finished. America is finished, dog. It's just, it's whole get woke shit that America wanna be on. It's whole revisionist history. You feel me? Like, that's not the move. You got, I don't like to talk, or I ain't even gonna say I don't like to, cause I don't, but it's like, anybody else talking about it, and then the people that are talking about it, it's a whole bunch of propaganda and it's lies in between it. But you got Navy fleets crashing $750 million ships into each other, ships catching on fire, because they more worried about diversity training and inclusion than worrying about combat. Like, bro, do y'all realize China is, nigga, they've been waiting in the shadows, literally in the shadows, bro. They've been waiting. They still waiting. Like, what are y'all doing? What y'all on? And then, when the mayor of Miami, I know I'm jumping topics, but it coincided with my China point. Then, when the mayor of Miami was talking about some, Joe Biden need to order airstrikes on Cuba, China and Russia said, nah, and Iran said, nah, player, we ain't going for none of that. So, it's just like, you gotta take this shit, you really gotta take this shit day by day, because honestly, any day, China and Russia get on some Red Dawn shit with us and it'll get ugly. We got enough guns to fight back, but we don't got no militias formed, no state armies, and none of that. So it's like, it's gonna be hard, because the country's already divided for political reasons, for race reasons, for COVID-related reasons. You know, you got your one group of people who are for, you got your one group of people who are against. So it's like, all right, cool. We divided on every front that you can be divided on. Every subject that you can be divided on. Let me wrap up this COVID talk and switch topics. But yeah, it's just like, I don't know what's going on, man. I don't get it. It's like, this is definitely a psyop. Like, don't get me wrong. People have died from COVID, yes. And that's unfortunate. But this is something major at play. This ain't just about, oh, we just want everybody to be vaccinated. Like, especially how they target in the black community. Like, y'all had Spike Lee, Juvenile. Who else? Who else is black that sold out and was telling niggas to get vaccines? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's a couple more people. I can't think off the top of my head, but it's just like, it's a bigger play, and I just want niggas to peep the play. That's the only reason I be on here saying what I'm saying, so that y'all can start to peep the play for yourself. Because I don't have no problem with niggas thinking I'm crazy. I talk to myself in public. You think I give a fuck about these niggas? No. But transition into sports, let me say something about Cuba real quick. Like I said, free Cuba, man. They've been under communism dictatorship for years, and they said, fuck that shit, we done. I don't know a lot. I know a little bit, but I know that at first, a couple weeks ago, they was talking about how they had their own COVID vaccines, but I think it was the WHO, the World Health Organization, they was like, nah, y'all need to get the American made vaccines, because they was trying to say that their vaccines was like stepped on, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, Cuba got doctors over there, bro. You feel me? They know what they doing. But now they fighting back against basically the government, the communism, the Cuban government saying that it's an inside job, which, excuse me, it might be, because if you know how the United States gives it up, you know how the United States gives it up. Like, when it's time for a new regime to be put in place in a country that the United States got interest in, we send somebody over to handle that, no cap. We get it worked from the inside. But, you know, I'm not over there, but I do send my thoughts and my prayers, because the police is over there. They not playing fair. They done cut the internet so news can't get out. People's getting abducted and disappeared. People's getting shot with live ammo and things of that nature. Like, they're under communism dictatorship. But Antifa and Black Lives Matter is the same thing, just in the United States, and they don't have enough power yet. Because communism is not the way. Like, democracy ain't the way either, for real. I'm not gonna say I'm an anarchist, but I'm leaning more and more towards that. Plus, if America does fall, you know what I'm saying, I'm definitely gonna be an anarchist. Like, fuck the whole, you know what I'm saying, fuck all of that. I just wanna live peacefully somewhere. I want to live like Thanos, basically, at the end of Avengers Infinity War. You know what I'm saying? This nigga just, he had his own little plot of land, bruh. He make his tea. He was just, you know, I'm trying to be content with life. I ain't trying to, you know, I don't know, man. It's just, like I said, thoughts and prayers for Cuba. If I knew more on the South African issues, I just know they going crazy over it. Like, because it's a lot of white people that live in South Africa. Elon Musk is from South Africa. So, you know, they going crazy over there. Stores is getting looted and all of that. But prayers to them, prayers to France, prayers to Cuba. It's a lot of civil unrest going on. So, we going to see. All of this is probably headed towards the United States, for real. If they keep making these aggressive ass COVID pushes. But let me transition into sports real quick. The United States, they dropped two exhibition games, then they won a game, then Bradley Beal came out. He got removed from the team because he's in violation of health and safety protocols. Well, not in violation, but you know, he didn't get the COVID. So then they looking for somebody to replace him. Then they had a game against Argentina. I think it was today, but it got canceled because I guess the whole team then now caught the COVID. They ain't really say too much. They just said due to health and safety violations. So, it's like, all right, what's really going on? And then it was in the news last week that Tokyo, it was in the news months ago as well. Like, I think, this is July, so probably like March. Hold on, January, February, March, April, May. Probably like late April, early May, they was talking about how the numbers in Tokyo for COVID, they were still like on the rise and they were still high. So they was like, we're not gonna do a lockdown, but we're gonna try to get the numbers low so we can still have the Olympics. Cause I honestly think it's too late to turn back now. Like, if they was to cancel the Olympics, it would just go to shit. But if I remember correctly, they said they wasn't gonna have no fans. So, you know, that's fine with me. I watch the Olympics on TV anyway. Plus, this is just, you know, something to keep us distracted. You know, everything on TV is a distraction in my eyes anyway. I don't even watch TV no more. I just be on HBO Max and Netflix and things of that nature. Shout out to the streaming services. But in basketball-related news, the Suns just dropped 2 in a row in Milwaukee, so it's going back to Phoenix tomorrow for Game 5. It looks, I ain't gonna lie, the Bucks might win because it's just, you know, I don't know. You just gotta see. I know I said Suns and six. That's still my pick, but the Bucks might go on a run. Honestly, Monty Williams said we got three games to win. He had said three or four games. He was like, we got three games to win two, because they could go 1-1 at Phoenix. Well, that'd be 5-6. No, actually, I lied, because I think game five is at Phoenix, then game six is at Milwaukee. Yeah, that's how it goes. Game five is at Phoenix, game six is at Milwaukee, and then game seven is at Phoenix because they got home court advantage. But D-Book dropped a 40-piece, and it wasn't enough. Chris Paul only had like 10 points. He started selling. Like, the roles have reversed. How the first two games, Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton was selling. Now, DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul is selling. And Chris Middleton dropped the 40 piece as well. I think Giannis had like 26. But honestly, these ain't neither one of my teams, so I don't care who wins. I just want it. Chris Paul to win, because it's like, damn, my nigga, you've been so close. But he might be living out his karma. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't know what he done did, to be honest, because it's like, ain't no way something's always going wrong for years. You was with the Clippers, was getting cooked. Then you get to Houston. Y'all on the doorstep, still getting cooked. Now you done fought back from a shoulder injury, from COVID, all in the same damn playoff run, and you about to potentially get cooked. So I don't know what karma he got, but he need to fix that, and he need to face that. But I honestly truly don't know, so. It's like, shit. Oh, well. Hopefully, Luka get him one of the next 5 years. That's all I'm worried about. Hopefully, Bron still get the two more that I said that he was going to get. Space Jam. Speaking of Bron, Space Jam came out today. I don't know if I want to go see it at the movies or if I want to watch it at the crib in the comfort of my own home. I might do that. I might wait till next week, though. Because I'm about to get some shrooms. So I might watch it off the shrooms. Because it's like, you know, it's part animation, part real life. And it got a bunch of ignorant-ass graphics that I can tell. Everybody's saying that it's some gas. So it's like, all right, cool. I'm going to do that. And then I went to go see Black Widow last week. That's some premium milk in there. For real, for real. Definitely some premium milk. The TV show Loki just ended. I'm not going to spoil that for nobody, but if you're a Marvel head, like if you're not a casual, watch that. You need to watch everything that Marvel drops, because it's all continuity. Like, it all goes together. But Loki literally just set up the next 10 years worth of MCU content in 6 episodes. So it's like, cool, let's get it. It's really ready to be ignorant. I can't wait to see what's next. Shang-Chi come out in September. So I'm going to see what that's talking about. And then I think Marvel What If comes out August 11th. But then I think the Hawkeye series comes out sometime next year. I know Eternals comes out in November. And I think that's the last Marvel movie that we're getting this year. Because that'll be Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternals. I ain't for sure if we getting something in December. I don't think they gonna do that. I think if anything, they'll drop something in like February of 2022 or something like that. But I ain't gonna lie. Black Widow was hard, for real, for real. I ain't have no expectations because I didn't know what to expect. But it was hard. It was definitely better than Captain Marvel, because Captain Marvel was really like how I just said. America's trying to be woke. Captain Marvel was like, woo, feminism and things of that nature. But that's my personal opinion. You might not feel that way, but that's my personal opinion. But nah, Black Widow was some za for real, for real. Iron Man. So now I'm just waiting for What If to come out. That's I don't know how they gonna do the seasons. Like, I don't know if they gonna do 2 episodes in one. You know what I'm saying? Like how SpongeBob and Fairly Odd Parents and things of that nature, they used to do like 2 15-minute episodes. Even though they wouldn't be 15 minutes because the time slot's only 30 minutes and you gotta account for commercials and shit. So I don't know if they gonna do it like that or what. But we gonna see, cause that's 23 MCU movies worth of content right there. And yeah, like I still ain't seen Fast and Furious 9. If I don't go see it this weekend, I'm definitely going to see it next weekend. Cause I'm not waiting. Like, that's the thing. When I be trying to make plans and hang out with people, it don't be working. So I need to see Fast and Furious 9, and I need to see A Quiet Place 2. So next week I might just do a double feature on my next off day, and go see both of them movies and treat myself. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, oh well, I deserve it. Music came out, Pop Smoke came out, but I don't listen to Pop Smoke. Willow Smith dropped the album as well, so I'm gonna listen to that. I'll come back next week with that, with my thoughts. But I think that's the show, guys. It's just, you know, stay safe out here. Don't fall for the propaganda. Stay away from the TV if you can. Drink water. Get you some sun. Get you some sea moss. Invest in yourself. Love yourself. We was kings. We was gods, but then we was kings. And that's how it's going to be, and that's what we going to return to. And I hope y'all have a good weekend. Yeah.